Sherlock Gnomes.
Sherlock Gnomes. It's like a sequel, but not really a sequel.
It's not a sequel.
It is a sequel.
It's after.
Prequels are before, sequels are after.
In a world where you only have trailers and posters to judge a movie, Jim and Ted strike out to answer the age-old question, will you see it?
All right, hey, Ted, how's it going?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Great. So here we are once again on an off-cycle podcast. So Ted gives me a call literally like 9 minutes ago.
From vacation.
He's on vacation. And he said, Jim, we're about to go see Ferdinand. My kids just watched the trailer. They're going to review it. So what we're going to do is we're going to have them review it. We're going to go watch the movie. And they're going to come back and see if the trailer sold the movie. Are you ready to record? I said, no, but I can be in about a couple minutes. And I hope this sounds good, because what Ted taught me in this little lesson here is I need to have a record template on my computer at the ready at a moment's notice. Like, I don't know, we just did 12 Strong, like Army Special Forces. I got to go into combat not knowing when, and here we are. Okay, let's go. Let's hear what you guys got.
All right, so I'm branding this.
TJP Kids Take.
TJP Kids Take.
All right, perfect.
And I have
Audrey, 11.
And?
I'm Bryce, and I'm 8 years old.
Great. You're Bryce, and you're 8. Okay. So, Jim.
Yes.
You're the child psychologist.
Well, school psychologist.
School psychologist. Ask the kids a leading question.
But I have children. Okay, so a leading question. So I barely watched this trailer too, so I'm not too familiar with it. But let me ask you, what was the happiest part about it, and what was the scariest part about it?
I think the happiest part is when Ferdinand sticks his head out from like a cluster of balloons to see like this little girl.
Okay.
And you see that later, they're like bonding and whatever. And then I think the scariest is when he's like on the like trailer being shipped off somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you, so he's, was it his facial expression, do you think?
Yes. When it was the happiest, I think it was the little girl like smiling. And then when it was the scariest, like all the other bulls and horses, also their expressions.
And what do you think those expressions, I mean, happy I think is easy. People are smiling. You might be able to project what they're thinking when they're happy. But when people are scared or frightened, what do you think was going through their mind?
I think it was kind of like dread.
Dread, that's a good word.
You saw like even for those like big majestic animals to have that facial expression, and it's these big animals, it's
that can destroy anything.
Disconcerting.
He's a strong bull, right? Like he's
right.
Okay.
He can destroy anything in his path.
Destroy anything in his path, but what does he do at the end? He doesn't destroy everything in his path. He goes out of his way to
not crash into a bunny.
Save a bunny's life.
So do you think Ferdinand is vulnerable?
Yes.
I don't know what that
So maybe vulnerable would be like, do you think
that's
Ferdinand,
a good 11-year-old word?
Yeah, do you think Ferdinand has compassion? Let's say that.
Yes.
Okay, compassion for the weak.
Yes.
Like, even though he's the strongest guy in the whole ranch, he kind of encounters the weakest guy in the whole ranch, and that's where his compassion comes from.
So, and neither of you guys watch wrestling. But Bryce, do you know John Cena?
Yes.
Is he a draw to you guys? Does that make you want to see the movie more to know that it's John Cena?
Not really.
No.
But in the beginning, he's like, I may seem like this big fighting bull, but I am more complex.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
So that might also be something.
Why do you want to see the movie?
I want to go see like a comedy movie, and it seems like it'll be funny, because I've seen some of the other trailers, but this one also has some like jokes and puns and like heart and stuff like that.
I thought it was hilarious when there's an actual bull in an actual china shop.
Yes, that was funny.
That was one of the original teasers, and they kept it in this trailer too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like him saying, "Good thing I'm not a bull in a china shop." Then he realizes he's
a bull in a china shop.
Nice, nice.
And that's funny.
Yeah. So and Ted, are you sure your daughter's 11? I mean, with all these big words she's using and everything. So, no, that's cool. So then, it sounds like, Audrey, that you want to go see like a feel good movie. You know, you want to leave after the movie. You want to leave the theater kind of with the warm fuzzies, like you had a good time.
Yes, but I don't want it to be like a feel good movie where I'm like sobbing because I'm so happy, or like emotionally distraught over it.
Okay, so
not an emotional roller coaster. Maybe a little more straightforward.
Like Marley and Me, maybe.
Feel good. No Marley and Me.
Yeah, that would be an emotional roller coaster, right? Right. You're happy, you're sad, you're happy, you're sad, and then you're really sad, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. So, and Bryce, if you had to gift a movie to anyone, what movie would you gift them?
So I have two friends who love Captain Underpants, so I would give them the Captain Underpants movie.
It's a solid pull, Captain Underpants.
Yeah, yeah. You made me spike my meter on that one. That was a good laugh.
So I guess the last movie we saw as a family was The Last Jedi. So we're going to have to like compare and contrast Ferdinand to The Last Jedi.
And your dad told me.
Bit of a different feel.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a completely different feel. And your dad told me that back a few years ago that you guys saw Paddington. And you guys all liked it for different reasons.
Yes.
Do you plan to see Paddington 2?
Most definitely.
Most definitely and a definitely. Okay, you guys are pretty intense on that. I think your dad said the same thing. So it sounds like there's a family outing in your future.
Yes.
What was that, January 12th? But we don't know because he wiped it away.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So is it? I don't know. He took it away. Any last thoughts before we go? And then when we come back, we're going to wrap this up with a... Did the trailer sell the movie, and is it what you thought it would be? So any last thoughts before we get to that point?
I say yes. The first trailer does sell the movie.
Well, you don't know yet. You didn't see it.
We'll see the movie.
Oh, you're guessing. Okay. You're saying Bryce it's going to do a good prediction. Job.
He's giving the prediction that it is a good sell for the movie.
Right.
But we'll make the judgment afterwards.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim, for your flexibility.
Oh, yeah. And your ability to jump in. Yeah. You know, hey,
so we're going
to, I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. Actually, I am leaving for my vacation tomorrow at about noon. You guys enjoy the movie. I'm looking forward to hear your thoughts. I too want to see it, but hey, you know what? Sometimes you just have to hear the spoilers. You know, I mean, you just got to take one for the team. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, who knows? It might be playing in Cuba.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think so. Okay, a quick aside. So one thing that Ted and I do is we talk a lot and we make a lot of mistakes. And the last episode, I said that culture is America's biggest import. Well, what I meant to say was culture is America's biggest export. But we probably don't export our culture to Cuba all that much. So, but then again, I might be surprised when we get there. We'll find out. All right. Hey, I don't want to keep you guys. I don't want you to miss the thing I don't want you to miss are all the trailers. Exactly. So,
all right, Jim, we'll talk to you on this, on the other side.
Absolutely. Okay. You guys have a fun time.
Right. You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. All right. So we've just watched Ferdinand, and I'm back here with Audrey and Bryce. Jimmy had to get on a plane. Before we get into Ferdinand the movie, did you have a favorite trailer?
I think Sherlock Gnomes and Hotel Transylvania 3 were my favorites.
What did you like about Sherlock Gnomes?
I liked there was a lot of comedy and like suspense of all the gnomes going missing. So it kind of captures you as to like what is going to happen to them.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. And you saw the first Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, yes. I did. Right. We have it. We own it on DVD.
Okay. And then, Bryce, what do you think?
My favorite
trailer.
The Mountain Between Us.
The Mountain Between Us?
Okay, you do not know what it is.
No, no, the trailer that we saw in front of Ferdinand. Not just a random trailer that you saw while you're...
The Romeo and... Romeo and Juliet, the Sherlock Gnomes.
Sherlock Gnomes. It's like a sequel, but not really a sequel.
It's not a sequel. It's
It is a sequel.
It's after.
No, prequels are before. Sequels are after. So it is a sequel.
It's a sequel because at the end of the movie, all the gnomes got together. Right. And it shows them again all together.
So do you think it's strange or do you think it's weird to not call it Romeo and Juliet 2? To change it into a complete different name lineage? Like you said, it wasn't even a sequel. Like, Bryce didn't even think that it was part of that same storyline.
Yeah.
I think it's very weird that they changed it.
It's very strange to change it to a completely different genre.
Yeah. The reason why they named it Sherlock Gnomes is because Sherlock, the gnome who acts like Sherlock Combs.
Sherlock Combs.
Let's not get Sherlock too hung up on this. This should be quick.
So, yeah. they do that because that gnome looks for all the missing gnomes.
Okay, great.
And for Hotel Transylvania 3, to go to this hotel thing, instead of changing it to Summer Vacation, they just stuck it on after Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, I was expecting a pun. From Speed, where they do Hotel Transylvania Hotel Transylvania 3 Cruise Control, because they're on a cruise ship.
Yeah,
like
but
when they did Speed 2, it was like they said Speed 2 Cruise Control because they're on a cruise ship. Anyway, so they did Summer Vacation, which is a little more accessible to children.
Right.
Understandable. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, so we went to AMC. Here in Los Gatos, actually in Saratoga. But it was amazing, right, guys? Like, it was a huge crowd. It was a Tuesday night, weird. I guess because of the holiday. Humongous crowd to see, I think, The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Either huge The Last line. Jedi or The Shape of Water.
Jedi.
Right, okay. So there was a complete separate line for that.
Yeah.
But what did we do? We walked right up to the window. We passed
the premiere.
The premiere. It's called AMC Stubbs Premiere.
Oh, yes.
So that's the line we used, and we walked straight up, no waiting. Well worth the $15 a year that we pay for that. And not only that, on Tuesday nights we get an extra special discount. It's almost like half price tickets. So, and then we earn rewards throughout the year. So, not to be a big commercial for AMC Stubbs. But we are fans, and it does help us see movie and get free popcorn.
Right.
Yes. On our birthday, free popcorn and free soda. You get a free number one combo on your birthday.
And if you bring your student ID, there was a little flyer that said you get a free popcorn and cherry soda.
Student ID for what?
To be a student. You're a student. You have a student ID. Anyway.
Oh, yay. All
right, cool. So we got the trailers. My favorite trailer was The Isle of Dogs. It's not really a kid movie.
No, but you like
it. It is a
Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's by the same director. It's in the same style.
I don't really like that style.
I know. You guys aren't fans. Huge fans.
I kind of like it.
Okay, but it's a different story. Anyway, that was phenomenal. It is going to be great filmmaking regardless. Okay, so now... because we talked about this before also, in the promos, there was a stand-up... They're called promo liners. While Zac Efron, Zendaya, and Hugh Jackman were shooting that commercial that we talked about a couple weeks ago, they did some promo liners, and they did like a family cell. So it's like the three actors. You remember those actors?
Yes,
they just stood there and they were saying, "Hello, AMC audience." So they did theater specific promo liners while they were shooting that commercial, while they were rehearsing for that commercial on Christmas Story. And they were trying to sell it as a family movie.
Right. They were like...
So, my thought is that they're trying to sell it to a wider audience than they initially sold it to in the marketing campaign.
Who did they sell it to? Like, in four quadrants, who did they sell it to?
They were selling it to more of the adults, like a Christmas feel-good movie. And now it feels like they were stretching into the children's space or the family space.
So into all of the quadrants.
Yes, all the quadrants, yes. So you've listened to my pod.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Many.
So, okay, that's all the hot takes for the preview stuff. Now, on to the big question. It's a two-part question. The first part is, did the Ferdinand trailer properly lead you into what Ferdinand was going to be about? Audrey, go first.
Yes, I think it led you into thinking it was like a happy, funny, feel-good movie. But then you got like so much more, which was good on the trailer's part for not making your
expectations.
The expectations. They set the expectations really low.
And not really low.
Like at a medium rate.
Yeah, there were some jokes in the promos.
And then they
didn't show Kate McKinnon at all. In the promos, they didn't show the goat, the common goat. The common goat is this huge character. Sorry for a spoiler, but it's Kate McKinnon, huge name in the comedy space, and yet they don't mention her except the billing brick. So I think it's weird to not mention her, not to get Kate McKinnon fans into the theater, but I guess the overlap between the family. Yeah, there's a little bit of surprise there.
And it was a lot more heartfelt than you expected.
A lot more heartfelt than you expected. Bryce, what did you think?
I don't really think it sold it enough. It sold it, but it didn't really tell you that the beginning is, you know, Ferdinand's childhood.
Ah, okay, so it wasn't a linear depiction of the story, which, you know, I talk about this a lot. That's not that important. You know, it's a question of, does the trailer give you the right feeling? Did you feel the same way that you felt during the trailer that you felt during the movie?
No, because
without giving any spoilers away, as we were talking about.
So most of it tells you most of the movie, like a quarter of it, mm-hmm. but then the other three quarters you don't get to know.
That's good, right? So you go into the movie sometimes, like when grown-ups say all the jokes are in the trailer. There were a lot of jokes. It was wall-to-wall jokes in this thing.
Yes,
it was very funny.
Very punny.
Very funny, punny movie.
But it wasn't like dad jokes.
Not dad joke punny. Okay. No, going back to Romeo and Juliet, no, or whatever. Romeo and Juliet 2, Sherlock Gnomes. We went back to Sherlock Gnomes. That is dad joke punny. That had jokes all over the place, right? I've never been a squirrel's bottom before or something like that. Some weird jokes.
What about...
Anyway, let's not get sidetracked. Okay. So Ferdinand, he's a bull in a china shop. He's actually a bull in a china shop. He, you know, he fights, but he doesn't want to fight. You know, it had a lot of
flowers.
Stuff. He loves flowers. So, are you guys familiar?
Just like the book.
That's what I was about to say. You guys are familiar with the book. What do you think? What do you think about this? Because this had to really expand a lot on the book. The book is a very simple, you know, 20-25 page book about.
And it's the same as the trailer, except for the China.
Okay, China, so the young cows, the young bulls, is not in the book. But I don't think there's a little girl in the book. Is there a little girl in the book? Anyway, the book, I have a very foggy recollection.
Truth,
yeah.
I didn't read it.
All I know is that the book has the bull and the flowers and the hill. So there's this iconic hill in the tree.
And fighting when he doesn't fight.
And then fighting when he doesn't fight.
He smells the flowers.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. So he smells the flowers while the flowers are being thrown out by the crowd. So overall, I think it was success. It was a success. Yes. It was a successful trailer to a successful film. It'll be interesting to see how it progresses. There were a lot of videos, a lot of extended pieces of content on the internet about Ferdinand, a lot of videos. So, yeah. Any last comments, guys?
I did enjoy, at the end, there was pictures of them, what happened like after the story, little pictures next to the credits. I thought that was very nice.
Okay.
And I felt it also played out to what the trailer made you anticipate.
Right. Do you feel like it's a franchise? You think it's franchise worthy? Do you think we're going to see Ferdinand 2? Do you think we want to as an audience? Is it a one off? Have we seen all the we would want of Ferdinand?
Yes, I think
so. Ferdinand, the number one Ferdinand is it like tells it could complete the whole entire Harry Potter. Like if it had to be Harry Potter, it would be great. It would like finish off all of the movies and end it in one movie.
Okay. So it's one movie.
Yes.
It did more than the book. Maybe we need another book. We need more books that are more like the movie. We do a longer book as something to extend the franchise.
Directors are listening, Chris Colfer's Land of Stories, it's a really good book.
Oh, I'm sure Chris Colfer has sold that to someone. Or you know.
Can't wait.
Maybe Reed Hastings has it. Be over at Netflix. You know. Anybody. I'm sure they have them all locked up. My favorite author is already locked up at New Regency.
Who?
Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh.
All of his books, I think, are over at New Regency.
The ones we were looking for in the
used bookstores, yeah. So I drag my family around to used bookstores to look for Chuck Palahniuk movies, which they cannot read or even read jackets on. But anyway, I don't share that love of Chuck with them. But I think that will wrap it up for this off-cycle pod on the TJP Kids Take.
Yep.
All right. And then there's a couple of liners that Bryce wanted to say before the movie. So give us a couple of your liners. The pods that you listen to, the favorite things that you get to hear those people say.
My favorite things. The first one is what's the one with Back to the Show?
Yeah, it's on Masters of Scale, and it's which is Reid Hoffman's pod, and it's a mnemonic device to get you back from out of the commercials back into the show, and they just say back to the show. But now we're in season 2, and they've taken out the words. But they left the mnemonic device, so my family all sits in the car and we say,
Back to the show.
Even though they're not saying it. So the mnemonic device is working. Mnemonic devices are strong. Did you have something you want to say from your favorite pods?
I think Lovett's podcast, his intro music.
Oh, the kids sing Love It or Leave It nonstop. Straight Shooter, isn't it? I don't know. I love it. Oh no! See, that's copyrighted too. We can't.
The one that is hard for me to say.
Uh-huh.
This podcast has explicit language.
Okay. Yeah, but then I sometimes turn that off.
Yes.
You usually most turn that
definitely
off.
Turn it off all the time.
But sometimes it's just the Obama Bros just getting a little intense. All right, guys, so we'll be on our normal cycle this Thursday, so hopefully you guys will get to hear that as well. I remember to what do we do?
Like, share, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. See you next week.
Back to the show.
Next week, join Jim and Ted as they disarm another Hollywood bomb or marketing masterpiece. Remember, the Holy Trinity of podcasting. Subscribe, like, share.
Special thanks to Jeremy Kent Jackson for the voiceover and Rahelio for the music.